What's sadder than a bunch of serious hyenas? A vegetarian lion? A giraffe afraid of heights? Comedian Nazim Hussain has penned his first kids' book, and he wants to introduce you to a hyena who lives for a laugh and loves to prank the other animals.
I'm a hyena. We're laughers and jokers.
One time, I filled the water hole with lemon juice. Talk about sour power.
Nazim's book is called Hilarious Hyena.
Yes.
And he joins me now. Welcome.
Oh, my God. What a great character actor you just had on there. Yeah,
what an amazing talent. Let's find that guy. Oh, I have. Here he is. Mm-hmm. What sort of books appealed to you as a kid?
Oh, Roald Dahl really got me into reading because it felt like you weren't supposed to be reading his books. They were all naughty and it didn't feel like literature, you know. I used to, if I read them out loud to my mum, she would find it confusing, like the characters were naughty, just doing terrible things and horrible things were happening. So those sorts of books that you felt like you weren't supposed to be reading.
Hyenas are actually intelligent, social and caring animals. They always get a bad rap, thanks mostly to The Lion King.
Exactly.
The Lion King did terrible things
for
hyenas.
When I watched The Lion King as a kid growing up, I always probably related most to the hyenas because they were just a group of poor animals that were villainized merely because they wanted to eat and fit in, and all the lions and the people in charge were like, just stay in the Shadowlands, all right? How dare you have the audacity to stand up and assert your human or your animal rights, you know? So in a way, this kind of book, Harry or Harun, is sort of based in that community. They're just a bunch of broke hyenas. It's kind of like the family that I grew up in, you know, intergenerational, everyone raises you. There's even a character in there, his old Uncle Mo, his dad's uncle, who's just always yelling at him. I even tried to write him in broken English.
Did you?
Because hyenas normally speak great English. But so he, you know, I guess in a way he wants to live like the lions. He's got a nemesis named Larry, who's basically, he walks around in a bit of a private school uniform. But yeah, this character is a hyena version of me.
Okay. Your hyena self. This project got underway during the pandemic.
Mm.
How did you find the process of writing it? Were you just in lockdown and thought hyenas are the only thing that will save me?
It was absolutely, well, before lockdown is when the publisher Scholastic came and said, would you like to write a book? And said, we think you'd be great at writing a book. And I was like, I think so too, except I'm really busy. I've got so much live work. A week later, lockdown, I was like, actually, I've got heaps of time and I've always written, so I called them up and I said, I'm really interested in the idea. And sat down and penned some thoughts, and I thought, this is not going to get across the line. And they were like, actually, this is not bad. Give us an example chapter. So I wrote a chapter. They said, give us another one. I thought, are they just stringing me along? And then they greenlit the whole thing. And, it was way more fun than I thought it would be. Like, there's always a bit more pressure trying to entertain adults because adults know how to judge you in several different ways, whereas kids just, what you see is what you get. They're straight up, you either make them laugh or you don't. So I've always known how to connect and relate and entertain kids. I'm always the fun uncle in the family.
Yeah.
So writing this, I had a great test audience with my niece and nephew, and they were laughing and they're like, at times when they tune out.
So did you use them as your little focus group?
No, absolutely. So I'd read to them, and if they didn't laugh or if they literally walked away, I was like, oh, that chapter needs work. So...
So is this book autobiographical in any way? Are you or were you a prankster?
Oh, 100. Am I a prankster?
Are you still a prankster?
Totally. I got away with everything because I could make, teachers would try to tell me off. All my school reports said he easily distracts others and is always distracted and he always misbehaves. But they would try to tell me off and then I'd make them laugh in the process of them telling. So they'd be like, Nazim, you are in big trouble because you broke the rules. I said, absolutely, I broke the rules and you should come down harshly on me. And they would try to continue their rant, but I would rant on their behalf and it just ended up being a stupid comedy. Like I was just this annoying, I don't know how I was ever parented or schooled without violence. Like, how did they
And yet look at you. Fully, you look safe and intact.
Well, I'm a parent of two, so legally, I have to be responsible.
Got your parenting license. The market for high-profile Aussies writing kids' books is actually booming, right?
Is it?
Yeah, there's quite a few. Zoe Foster-Blake, Andy Lee, there's lots of them. Dave Hughes, you.
Peter Hellyer.
Yeah?
Arne Doe.
Yeah.
You know what? You go to the bookshop, and in the section that my book's in, it's just wall-to-wall Arne Doe.
So,
I'm taking it to him.
What are your hopes for Harry the Hyena? Are you hoping it will become a series?
Mate, book two is currently being illustrated.
Oh, right.
Heath McKenzie, who did Andy Lee's, do you know, open this book. But, you know, if people buy it, then there might be 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. But at the moment, it all really depends on you buying the book, people, and me also buying the book under different names that the publisher thinks these are legitimate purchases.
Is that what they call the circular economy?
Yeah. I was at Booktopia, one of the book...
Doesn't matter.
And they were like, you know, sometimes we look at book sales and we're like, oh, this book suddenly had a bit of a spike. I wonder if there's a bit of a cult following. And then they go look at the names and they're like, oh, it's the author and their family buying books. So that could be me. But I've learnt from that and I've set up several different email addresses and credit cards with other names. But
Well, I'm glad you've written a book about hyenas because I've often found them just funny.
They are funny, you know, like, and they're scavengers, and so I find them, like, anti-waste, you know? They're
true environmentalists.
They're true environmentalists. They don't necessarily hunt. They make do. And I think, well, for me, humour has been for my family, it's been a bit of a survival weapon. It's also just who doesn't trust someone that doesn't have a sense of, like, I can't trust someone that doesn't have a sense of humour.
No, if you can't laugh at yourself. Really.
You can't.
No.
Lions are too serious. Zebras are too boring. Giraffes are too tall. Hyenas are where it's at. I'm spruiking hyenas.
You have picked the right animal. Nazim, always so nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nazim Hussain is a comedian and author of Hilarious Hyena. He's got a stand-up special on YouTube later this month too, and you can also catch him on The Pineapple Project on the ABC Listen app.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.